Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Huntstock Midwest, an exciting new hunting festival coming to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. It'll be at the Dodge County Fairgrounds next weekend, July 17th through the 19th, and it feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp. Huntstockevents.com is their website. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at retailers and at huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC, of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Wapaka, the highest-rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin, profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, we'll get the lowdown on Huntstock, get a fishing report from Lake of the Woods, and find out what's going on in Florence County. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, once again this week, Jeff Kelm joins us from home in Wisconsin Rapids. Jeff, how was the 4th of July at your house?
It was okay. We didn't do anything crazy. We visited a couple of events downtown Wisconsin Rapids and spent most of the rest of it just relaxing, I suppose. It's nice to be home for a weekend.
Yeah, and you're home for a few weeks, and I would imagine Robert is into his BMX racing already, isn't he?
He is, after we got the state qualifier this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids, and so it's a full weekend of racing there.
Nice, nice. And then you got another week at home, and then what? You've got a tournament.
And then another weekend at home, and then, yes, Sault Ste. Marie, we've got a Masters Walleye Circuit, and the National Team Championship coming up in Sault Ste. Marie. Love that place. Should be a great event.
Yeah, and what do they fish there? Do they fish Huron, Superior? What do they fish?
So I've got them, the boundaries, really just the St. Mary's River. You can fish, Lake George, that portion. So it's both the Canadian side and the U.S. side of the St. Mary's River, but I'm not allowing them into the large portion of Lake Huron. They can kind of hit that top side, north of Detour and stuff like that. But, they're going to find plenty of fish, to be had in the, St. Mary's River. It'll be probably about 190 to 200 boats up there. You'll probably never even see each other. There's so much space yet to go.
And will they be locking through?
They will not. Nope. I'm going to keep them locked, down in the St. Mary's River, not up to Lake Superior. It creates a lot of chaos there, having them all lock up through the, Sioux locks. It's a fun video to watch, but it is chaos and amongst the anglers and organizers.
Yeah, and I have been there, and I know exactly what you mean. Well, I'm stoked for Huntstock Midwest, and our giveaway this week is a 3-day pass to that event. And they're giving away now, they keep adding to the door prizes, $50,000 worth of door prizes. And the pass is good for 3 tickets as well as 3 days of being there at the expo. And I'll be there all weekend. I've got seminars every day on hunting with air guns. And I'll be showing off the Serpent Arms rifle and shotgun, and they'll be there as well, the Serpent Arms folks. And the 3-day pass we're giving away is an $80 value. We've notified 7 winners, and we've got one more winner to go. To enter this last drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and mention the Huntstock giveaway. I think you'd be crazy not to enter this free drawing. Well, coming up, Hunting Beast founder Dan Infault shares his take on Huntstock, and he was at the original event in Massachusetts last year, and he actually convinced the promoters to bring it to Wisconsin. We'll find out how that happened. Joe Henry shares an update on walleye action and wave buoys on Lake of the Woods. And Eric Prince recaps the 4th of July festivities in Florence County and invites us up for more summer fun. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong in almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappie. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and much more. You can find out all about what's going on in Florence County and the recreational opportunities there at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now is the Director of Florence County Economic Development and President of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce and Uncle Sam for a weekend, Eric Prince. Eric, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network in our post 250th Happy Birthday America wrap up week here. So how are you?
Semi quincentennial.
Hey, yeah. I don't even try to pronounce that, but good job. Good job.
Yeah, well, I've had to use it a few times and it was one heck of a parade. We did ours on the 27th, the week before, because we figured that a lot of people would be coming up that weekend. And then staying through the week for July 4th with the fireworks, and we have other parades and that. So, and there's only so many fire trucks to go around.
Yeah.
Right? on July 4th, Long Lake and Tipler, they do a really big parade and picnic and all sorts of stuff for the kids and that. So we decided to do it on the 27th. Turned out great. The weather was absolutely beautiful. I walked the parade, and to walk around the corner and see Central Ave so packed and the kids and the candy everywhere and the people that did their floats and that, it was a wonderful day. I got to cool off in the dunk tank.
Yeah.
I know you were going to bring it up.
I was going to. You beat me to it. So you got wet a few times.
Yeah. Well, at the Tavern on Central, they did this street dance, and they brought in a dunk tank, and it was run by the girls' softball team. So we raised money for the girls' softball team. So the sheriff, Teresa Christman, she was the first one in, and they really beat her up pretty good. And then I went after her. It was a lot of fun, though. You're in the 80s. Nice, cool dunk. It made for a great day overall.
Now, did you take your Uncle Sam suit off for the dunking?
Oh, I had to. If I went in the tank with that thing, I would have sunk.
Yeah, yeah. What a great outfit, though. You sent me a photo of you and your wife, and she looks like the Statue of Liberty, right down to green hair.
Yeah, it was fantastic. She rode in the back of our friend's Bronco. So she had her own float, and then it was just great walking the street and thanking people and hope you come back next year. I think we had like 32, 33 different floats and trucks and that, and it went great. Most of them are going to come back next year. They just had a blast doing it. So I'm glad we were able to bring that back. I actually had my chamber meeting this week, and I propose that the chamber actually sponsors the parade next year. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, very nice. Well, you've got some events coming up this month, this weekend. Of course, this airs on Saturday. Most people hear it on Saturday, but some get it early because we are posting the podcast before the broadcast. So the Camel Kids Fishing event, that's on Saturday, right?
That is on Saturday. And I think you know that I'm a big supporter of Camel. Yeah. Kids and Mentors Outdoors is great. And it's been going unbelievable up here. We've had some... What was the last one that we did? It was on ice. They set up out on Lake Emily.
Yeah.
I think there were 55 kids, which up here, that's a lot.
Yeah.
They're expecting quite a few today on July 11th. I know we're recording this earlier, but registration's at 8:30, fishing from 9 to noon, and then they do lunch and prizes from noon to 1. But everything is supplied, right? And it's open to all kids ages 5 to 15. This also will be out at Lake Emily, but they'll have all sorts of volunteers. People bring their boats, and it's just a great time for the kids.
Very nice. Very nice. And then next weekend, you've got the Big Four Plus Sportsman's Club picnic. What's that all about?
They have a location down in Long Lake. This is the annual picnic, but it's open to the public. Doors open at 10 a.m. It's down in Long Lake. I have this loaded on the website on exploreflorencecounty.com under the events tab. The raffle prizes are fantastic. First place is a Husqvarna 46-inch zero-turn lawnmower.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Fifth place is a Mossberg 243 combo. So I think their tickets are 30 or 40 bucks, whatever, for the event.
Yeah.
I have to get to one of these. I just haven't been able to free myself up. But from what I understand, when you go to these things, you don't walk out empty-handed.
Mm.
They have so many different sponsors in that that provide prizes, and they do such a great job, and it's a good club to belong to. You might want to check it out. And on the website, I also put a link to the Big Four Plus Sportsman's Club website, so you can find out more detail about membership, how to become a member, and the benefits of being a member. So.
Yeah, very nice. Yep, there it is. I see the link. I'm on your website now. And then the evening of the 18th, your brother Robbie's back in town.
He is. It's going to be a lot of fun. For people that don't know, my brother Robbie is a professional comedian. That's what he does for a living. You know, he's been on several TV shows and what have you. He was the Princess Cruise Line Entertainer of the Year. But last year we did a fundraiser at the Bromar Theater, which is 101 this year. It's a beautiful facility. Needs some renovation, but it's really a cool venue. But Robbie came out, and his son, my nephew, broke his teeth at the Bromart last year. Actually, his first show was 9 minutes at one of our local taverns, but he was 15, right? It was a really good show. We had a lot of fun. We raised money last year for the Florence Fire Department. This year, we're raising money for the American Legion, who is working on gathering funds to build a veterans memorial, as well as the UP honor flight out of our neighboring community in Michigan. But this year is a little bit different. When we did the show last year, the night before, we went out and we met a guy by the name of Tim Bubbs Ellison. And Bubbs really has been working on comedy in the local area, and he's got five different places where he does open mic nights. When this airs, the night before, will be the finalist of this competition that he did at these five locations. That finalist will also be on stage at the Bromart, as well as Tim himself. So it's going to be a full night of laughs, full night of comedy, all for a good cause. You can buy tickets online at thebromart.org. You can contact me. I have 100 tickets of my own. And there's a couple of other people with the American Legion, the Long Riders, also have tickets. And at the filling station, they have tickets. So there's plenty of ways to get tickets, all for a good cause and a good bunch of laughs.
Yeah, and the Bromart is spelled B-R-A-U-M-A-R-T, thebromart.org. And, of course, the link is also on your website, exploreflorencecounty.com.
Yep.
Well, you're a busy guy this month. What else is going on?
There's a few other things that are happening. You know, we have our Music in the Park series is starting back up. We were totally rained out in June, mm-hmm. but we have July, August, and September. Again, all the info can be found on the website. ADRC does a whole bunch of hikes for the seniors over the age of 60. When this airs, they'll have, I think, eight of them left. July 22nd, they have one at Perch Lake. And then in August, they have two. September, they have three. In October, they have one. And you don't have to be 60. You know, if you're in your 50s and you want to join, all you got to do is register with the ADRC. More than welcome to have people come and walk and enjoy our beautiful outdoor assets. They basically hike where the waterfalls are and some of the real beautiful hiking trails. And we actually have an all-terrain track chair that's going to be available between August 17th and August 22nd. So that's on loan. And if anybody wants to go on one of the hikes, they can do so with this incredible track chair. I hope we can get one permanently.
Yeah, I hope you are able to do that. I have seen them. I've actually ridden in them. They are for folks who are mobility impaired. Basically what it is an all-terrain wheelchair. I know people who take them hunting and on trails where they couldn't walk because it's just too uneven. They're really great.
Before you know it, we're going to be getting into August, and we have some polka runs that are going to be coming up in August, and then we have National Night Out, which is a huge night in Aurora. That's the first Tuesday in August. I think it might be the 4th or the 5th.
Yeah.
That's a tri-county event. They have the canines out there doing demonstrations. They bring in the EMS helicopter, and they have a balloon out there, and they have all the fire trucks, and it's really, really a great night. But like I said, then we're in August. Hopefully you and I will be talking just around that time.
Absolutely. Well, Eric, I'm glad you made it through the 4th, and put that Uncle Sam suit in the closet, and you'll be able to wear it next year maybe, huh?
Oh, I plan on it. Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, and we will send folks to your website and talk to you in a few weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Eric Prince is the Director of Florence County Economic Development and President of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce. Everything we talked about and links to the events themselves can be found at exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Huntstock Midwest, an exciting new hunting festival. It's coming to the Dodge County Fairgrounds in Beaver Dam next weekend. Can you believe that? July 17th through the 19th. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've been hearing a lot about it on my show and online and other places. And we've all been saying Huntstock feels less like a trade show and more like a deer camp. And their website is huntstockevents.com. I'll be there all weekend. I've got seminars every day. Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss will be there with me, and he's going to do three seminars there, and a bunch of notable hunting experts from across the U.S. will be there doing seminars and available for you to talk to them, including today's guest, my friend Dan Infault, who actually was at Huntstock in Massachusetts last year. Dan, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Always happy to get on and talk to you, Dan.
Well, it is coming up soon. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Born ready, huh?
Right.
Now, you were at Huntstock, like I said, in Massachusetts, and before you went, you told me, and probably some other people, you weren't sure anyone there would know who you were or what kind of reception you would get. What was your experience there?
It was unbelievable. I felt very welcomed by all the notable people that were there. It was a very good experience. It was like walking into deer camp. I walked in and people like Lanny Benoit, Rick Lobby, and a bunch of others, C.T. Carl, they all came over and they just welcomed me with open arms. It felt good. Got to spend time with Barry Wenzel, who's a legend as well, you know.
Yes.
It was just a really, really different time. And what's kind of funny about it is it took them 2 years to talk me into going to that because it's such a far distance.
Yeah.
You know, to Massachusetts. And I just figured it was just like any other show. You know, the deer shows in the Midwest are usually like walking through a Walmart.
Yep.
Which is hunting products, you know.
Yep.
And in a lot of cases, not even hunting products, you know. But their show is different where there's a lot of notable people there that you're going to recognize, outdoor writers, TV hosts, YouTubers, and they're all very open to sitting down and talking to you. It's an open atmosphere. It's like a deer camp. It's like a party. There's bands afterwards. There's things to do while you're there and for the kids. It's just a very different experience. And once I experienced it, I was like, you guys got to bring this to the Midwest. I mean, you know, they got a fraction of our bow hunters, and that's a huge show there. I can't imagine how well it's going to do here.
Yeah. I talked to Pat Guyette several times in the last couple of weeks. I try to leave him alone now because it's coming up soon, and he's got his hands full. But he said, you know, we're outselling the Massachusetts show, which is now in its fifth year. He's very optimistic. You were surprised when you went there. What about the public, the people, you know, the guys who do what you and I do, who are either broadcasters or podcasters or somehow are publicly known hunters, know who you are. But how about the general public? Were you well received there as well by them?
I was. And I really think that in hindsight, going to a place where I haven't been before, because I hadn't been out east, really, I think a lot of people maybe were waiting for me to come out that way, you know?
Yeah.
Because I got better reception there than I've ever gotten at a show in the Midwest.
Oh, no kidding.
It was surprising. And you know how popular our booths are at the,
yes,
the Dells and such, you know?
Yeah.
So it was surprising for me.
Yeah, nice. Now, you told those guys you got to come to the Midwest. Were you responsible, basically, for getting them to?
Yes. When I talked them into it, they wanted to find a place that was like a farm setting because they don't want to do a show, like a city show in a big block building kind of thing. You know, mm-hmm. They want that outdoor setting. I first looked at the fairgrounds in Jefferson near my home, and they weren't too receptive. They didn't answer phone calls or get back to us. And then I went and looked at the Dodge County Fairgrounds up by Beaver Dam, and I thought, man, this is perfect.
Huh.
I called them, and they actually flew right out, checked it out. They toured the grounds and booked it the next day. It was really quick how fast it went down. They're good guys who invest a lot, put a lot into this, and take a lot of risks to make this happen. I think it's going to go over really well.
Yeah, I'm very hopeful too, and going to be there like you all weekend. Now, you're speaking three times, as I am. Your topic is listed as bow hunting Q&A, so what are you going to do, I guess is my question.
Well, I don't do seminars well. I'm not very good at rehearsed stuff, not just my age, but I've been that way my whole life. So we'll start on talking about public land hunting, and then the audience will kick in with questions. And every time I do that, I can't answer all the questions in an hour. They get pretty detailed, and it gets into some pretty good tactical discussions, and I think it goes a lot better than a rehearsed seminar. The thing with the seminars are, too, is when you go through a seminar, you do something that you think the average guy can relate to, the guy who doesn't have a lot of experience can relate to, and the experienced guy can relate to, and you kind of water it down. Where when you're doing the questions, you're answering exactly what they want to hear for the audience. So
yeah.
I think it goes over pretty well.
Yeah, that's a good point. What do you think the biggest mistake is that bow hunters make, either new bow hunters or even long-time bow hunters?
That's a good question. I believe that would be overhunting a spot. They find a spot, they have success, and they can't leave it sit. And I think getting your scent in there, your odor in there, and letting those deer know you're hunting that spot will keep the mature bucks, you know, the true 5, 6, 7-year-old bucks from coming to that spot.
Uh-huh. So how do you do that then? How do you pick when you're going to hunt those spots?
So you got to figure out the timing. Most of those spots have a peak time period when they're the best. I figure out, why is this deer here? I like to scout like in the spring. So I'll figure out an area that deer are bedding in. I'll look at the rubs, see how old they are. I'll look at the sign, see how old it is. And then I'll kind of look at around the cover, see, you know, how much daylight gets in there. You know, do they need more green, less green to bed there? And then I'll be thinking about, okay, now why are they here? Is it adjacent to a doe bedding area? Is it adjacent to some food source? Are these trails leading to does? Are they leading to food? Are they adjacent to an acorn flat? And I'll try to put the timing in with the food source or, you know, the deer when they're there, and try to hit the week right, that they're there, the peak time.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you're listening to what he just said, there's a half a seminar right there in scouting for deer. Well, Dan, I gotta ask you about a recent Facebook post, and you have some of the most amazing Facebook posts, and I comment on some of them, not all of them, of course, but I commented on this one. Recently, you posted a photo of you when you were 10 years old, and you were holding a rooster pheasant, and there's a story behind it. Tell us that story.
Yeah, I was walking around looking for adventure, because that's what we did when we were young. You know that as well as I do. I mean, a lot of these younger people nowadays don't have our lifestyles. But for us, you know, there was no TV. There was 3 channels. There were no cell phones. There was no computers. You know, and if you want to talk to your girlfriend, the phone was next to your dad's.
Yeah.
So if you did anything, you were going to go outside and find something to do. And I was always kind of a loner, and I loved the outdoors. So I'd go out looking for adventure, looking for some trouble to get into with animals or something, you know, and chase something down. And I went out for a walk, and not specifically looking for anything. And as I'm walking, a rooster pheasant must have held tight and hid, you know, as they do sometimes. And I got right up to it before it busted at my feet running.
Yep.
And it ran downhill. And never having anybody tell me as a kid that you can't catch a pheasant, I don't know any better, so I thought maybe I could catch it. So I ran as fast as I could on its heels behind it. And when we got to the base of the hill, like the bottom of the hill, and I was running full out, that thing just started to come off the ground and was just getting a little bit of a lead on me when it hit the air. So with all my might, I dove forward, and somehow with a flailing arm, I caught this thing and pulled it to the ground and then grabbed onto it and ran home with my prize.
Wow. I have had dogs and known dogs and hunted with other people's dogs that do that occasionally, but I've never personally run one down. So you call yourself a feral child back then.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier here that that's one of the problems with kids today. How can we help kids get that kind of experience? Not that they have to chase down a pheasant, but I don't know, catching turtles, or that's what I did when I was a kid. We caught turtles, and I hunted woodchucks. That was my fun stuff to do in the summer. But what can we do to get kids outdoors today?
I think, you know, the best we can do is take them fishing, take them hiking, take them camping, take them hunting, and get that in their blood. And when you're in those wild places, give them a little freedom. The things that they get into that are trouble that you're worried about, usually, you know, you can repair. But you can't replace not having that. Mm. You know, I got my share of hurt, cut a foot on a broken bottle or something, you know, running around crazy. But the things that happened to me were worth it for the lifestyle that I lived.
Yeah,
I think letting the kids have just a little bit of freedom. I mean, you still got to keep them safe. You got to keep an eye on them. And it's a different world. We can't let them run feral like our parents did. But to some degree, just give them a little bit more rope. And I think that they'll fall in love with the outdoors in that young age and grow up to be fine young men and women.
Just like you did. Yeah. Well, Dan, before we let you go, you have a regular podcast, and the best way to find it, I believe, is on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, if you're subscribed, you'll get a notification. If you're not subscribed, what you need to do is go to the main page and look for where it says live. All the podcasts are on the live. So if you click on that, you can watch the show. You can watch us talk. You can see our guests, and you can scroll through and see all the incredible guests we've had, like yourself.
Yeah, I was on there recently. Yep.
Yeah, and pick and choose which ones you want to watch.
Yeah, and that is Hunting Beast, right, on YouTube?
Yeah, we call the podcast The Beast Report. You can find it on Spotify and Apple and such, but most people watch through YouTube, and you can physically watch it there. But the YouTube channel is The Hunting Beast.
Okay. Well, Dan, I look forward to seeing you next weekend. Can't believe it's coming that soon, and I appreciate you taking some time out of your very busy schedule to share some thoughts with our listeners. So we will see you very soon.
Appreciate you having me on.
You're quite welcome. Folks, Dan Infault, I-N-F-A-L-T, he spells his name. The Hunting Beast on YouTube is where you can find him. And you can find him live next weekend at Huntstock. And don't forget, we're giving away a 3-day pass to Huntstock, and we'll tell you how you can get in on that drawing at the end of the show. Huntstock feels less like a trade show, more like deer camp, just like Dan said. Huntstockevents.com is their website. I'm Dan Small. You're listening to Outdoors Radio.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
The Woodstock for Hunters Huntstock is coming to Wisconsin to the Dodge County Fairgrounds in Beaver Dam, July 17th through the 19th. Huntstock is bringing energy, excitement, and attendee experience back to sportsman shows. Legendary seminar lineups and meet and greets from the hunting public. Lanny Benoit, Dan Infall, Barry Wenzel, John Eberhardt, Billy Moles, Jared Scheffler, and Dan Small. $40,000 in giveaways, including bows, guns, optics, hunting trips, stands, saddles, and more. You won't find window salesmen here, just hunting exhibitors like Vortex, Sig Sauer, and Tacticam, to name a few. Bring your bows for the 3D archery range and novelty shoots and unwind with live music and after parties and campsites available right there. Plan ahead and get your tickets online at huntstockevents.com. Use code radio at checkout to save 10%. Huntstock feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp.
Let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You don't hunt ducks because it's easy. You hunt because it's earned. When the first flock locks up over the decoys, that's why you do it. This July 24th through the 26th, the grind meets its tribe in Des Moines. The Delta Waterfowl Duck Hunters Expo presented by Heavy. 3 days of nothing but waterfowl, gear, proven rigs, calling competitions, real strategy, no fluff. Get your tickets now at DeltaWaterfowlExpo.com. Duck season doesn't start in October. It starts here.
Your hunt starts with healthy wetlands and the habitats that support them. From the Alaskan wilderness to the Atlantic Flyway, across America's Great Plains and down the Mississippi Delta, Ducks Unlimited has protected and restored habitat for nearly 90 years. We need your help to reach our next million-acre milestone and ensure waterfowl for generations to come. Whether you're selling tickets, securing donations, or finding that next sponsor, there's a role for everyone. Join today at ducks.org/volunteer. Ducks Unlimited, conservation for a continent.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Lake of the Woods, Minnesota calls itself the walleye capital of the world. Their website is lakeofthewoodsmn.com. And joining us for another fishing report from Lake of the Woods is Joe Henry. He's the executive director of Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, welcome back and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Well, summer is here. What's going on up there on Lake of the Woods?
I'll tell you, summer patterns have really kicked in. What that means for our walleyes is that they're out and spread out on the basin in that deep mud. Huge schools of, you know, thousands of walleyes are spread out in that 30 to 35 feet of water over deep mud. And, you know, they're picking away at everything from tulipies to emerald shiners to perch minnows to different hatches coming out of the mud, Dan. When you hear of a bug hatch, like a fish fly hatch or a mayfly hatch, you know, those fish aren't eating the flies that we see flying away. You know, they're eating the larvae that comes out of the mud.
Yeah.
Between all that going on, we have a lot of walleyes over our deep mud. It's so great. The drift spinners with crawlers or pull crankbaits, both are working well. We still have a lot of anglers that are jigging. You know, when you find walleyes that are a little bit more congregated, whether it's on deep mud or specifically around structure, you know, structure will really bring those walleyes in tighter. You know, so where there is rock and reefs that pop out of that mud, that's like a magnet for them. You know, we get anglers that'll get up there and either anchor up or spot lock and just either fish right in that edge or, you know, on some more breezy days, those fish might be right on top of a reef, but just anchored up and jigging over the side of the boat. And, you know, usually either a frozen emerald shiner on a jig or a piece of night crawler will get the trick done.
Uh-huh. Now, are those reefs on charts? Can you find them if you're new to Lake of the Woods?
100% they are, yeah. Lake of the Woods is really well mapped, whether you're using Navionics or Lake Master. Both are well, well marked, and that goes for both the U.S. and the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods. So, you know, for navigation, for finding good fishing spots, it's real easy. Lake of the Woods has gotten smaller between having the great chips now that we talked about that have detailed mapping, having bigger boats, bigger motors, more reliable motors, having cell phone technology so you can contact someone if you break down. I mean, there's just so many things that have made any body of water, including Lake of the Woods, smaller. So, you know, we do see quite a bit of private boat traffic. If a person's got a decent-sized boat and they want to get around the lake a little bit, you know, in today's world, it's doable.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Well, how does summer fishing stack up against fall or spring fishing, which is what everybody talks about?
Exactly. You know, spring and fall, the water's a little bit chillier. So usually when that water's colder, it is more of a traditional jig bite. You know, that's what anglers normally shift to. We know that there's certain walleye movements based on the seasonality. And, you know, in the spring, those fish are really geared towards spawning. So there, you know, there's a good population of fish that heads towards the Rainy River. But, you know, Lake of the Woods, if you include the Canadian side, we have 14,552 islands in over 65,000 miles of shoreline.
Yeah.
So not every walleye in the system, thankfully, is going to spawn in the Rainy River where a lot of our resorts are. With that being said, we have a lot of walleyes in the spring that you're going up the Rainy River. We got a lot of them on different shoreline rubble and that sort of thing spawning. And that really diversifies as a spawning for our lake. Those fish are near shore, that colder water. They love that jig and minnow at that time of year. Some people even pull cranks. You know, walleyes are always eating injured minnows, and you just pull them a little bit slower. And then, of course, we're getting into this season now, summer, and, you know, the water's heating up a little bit, and those fish are spreading out over that deep mud. Very, very catchable fish. A lot of bodies of water, Dan, because of abundant forage and weeds and different things, a lot of recreational boat traffic, get pretty darn hard to catch a walleye in the summer consistently. You know, Lake of the Woods is an exception. fishing's very consistent. You can get out there and drift over these schools of walleyes and be picking away at walleyes and saugers. And you're going to get every size. You'll get the little ones you let go. You'll get trophy fish over 28 inches. You know, you get your slot fish on Lake of the Woods, 19 and a half to 28 inches. You put them back. And, of course, people keep their eaters for the fish fry at night. So you're going to get everything. There's so many fish, and that's certainly a saving grace.
Yeah, for sure. One of the areas that you occasionally talk about is the northwest angle. What is it, and how do you get there, and what's the big deal with northwest angle?
Yeah, the angle is so cool. You know, the angle is that little tip of Minnesota that sticks up into Canada. You know, it almost looks like a, they call it a little smokestack of Minnesota. But you know what? The angle is the northernmost point of the contiguous U.S. And, of course, that's where the islands of our lake begin. You know, it's kind of like where the Canadian Shield of Lake of the Woods begins. So there's a ton of structure. There's rock points, reefs, everything you can imagine. Of course, gazillions of walleyes like the South End has. But in addition to the walleyes, you know, the jumbo perch, the crappies, the pike, the smallmouth bass. But boy, I tell you, for the muskie anglers, that's where the muskies live, is amongst those islands. And, you know, Lake of the Woods is definitely a world-class muskie fishery. In September, we're hosting the championship this year of the PMTT, the Professional Muskie Tournament Trail up at Lake of the Woods at the northwest angle. And that is going to be a shootout. I mean, these anglers are not only good at what they do for catching muskies, but coming up to that area where it's a world-class muskie fishery, tell you what, it's going to be fun to see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to be on Lake of the Woods in September, too, over on the Canadian side. So I hope those guys stay over there in the northwest.
Yeah. You might see a few of them, but Lake of the Woods is so darn big, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, Joe, we talked about the wave buoys. What are those, and how does that work?
Lake of the Woods is good-sized water, so whether it's a guide going out in the morning or somebody that brings their own boat up to Lake of the Woods, when you're in a harbor on the Rainy River in a bay where a resort is, you don't always know what's happening 4 or 5 miles offshore. It can be a lot different out there based on, you know, which direction the wind's coming from and such. So we have some wave buoys out on Lake of the Woods. Basically, when you go to our website, that lakeofthewoodsmn.com, we have a wave buoys page. And we have some wave buoys set up strategically out on Lake of the Woods that you can take a look at them before you head out fishing for the day. And you'll have an understanding of how high the waves are, if there's any waves at all, which direction the waves are coming from, and also what the surface temperature of the water is. Really is kind of a nice option to plan your day. Hey, we were thinking about going across Lake of the Woods up to the northwest angle. Let's see what the winds are doing. We're thinking about fishing over there, but I got a crew of kids, or I got a crew of people that are a little bit older, and it's a little bit bouncy out there. Well, maybe I should stick closer to shore today and fish those fish that are right off of Pine Island. It just helps you make more educated and also safer decisions before you make that trek.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, Joe, you have a lot of resorts there on the Rainy River and around the Minnesota shore of the lake. Is it easy to get reservations this time of year?
It really is, yeah. I mean, we do have a lot of resorts, and there's always openings around Lake of the Woods. You know, we're not that cosmopolitan area that's going to cost you an arm and a leg to stay at over the summer. I mean, you know, if you want to come up for 2, 3, 4 nights, maybe a week, we have some resorts that are very reasonably priced, and it still makes it reachable for the common person, which we really appreciate, you know. And when you hit our website, you can go down and search out which amenities you want out of a resort and contact a few of them to see if they have openings and what their pricing is. But, you know, we have another tool called the Lodging Availability Tool, and it's really nice. You can just put in what part of the lake you want to stay at. You put in what dates you're looking at, and you hit submit. That'll send an email to all those resorts that you've basically chosen, and they'll reply back via email, giving you an idea of if they have availability and what their pricing is. So a couple of neat tools just to make life easier, but there's definitely openings throughout the summer and certainly into the fall too.
Yeah, well, that lodging availability tool, that's really cool. I'm looking at your website right now. What are the different plans that resorts offer, Joe?
It depends on what you want to do as a customer, you know. So if you want to come up and bring your own boat and make your own meals and go that route, you know, we welcome that. We got certainly hotels, but we also have, you know, resorts that have cabins that you can just, you know, make your own meals in the cabin and do your own thing, get a dock slip so that when you drop your boat in, you can keep in the water if you'd like. But at the same time, go to the other end of the spectrum. There's a lot of people that maybe don't want to trailer their boat so far. Maybe they don't have the boat that they think could handle Lake of the Woods. Or maybe they don't have a boat at all and they don't have the know-how. That's where a full-service resort comes in so nicely. You know, you can go to a resort. They provide everything. the lodging, a full meal package, and of course your fishing. You know, you step onto a guide boat or maybe onto a charter boat, and the rods, reel, tackle, bait, licensed charter captain. Everything is included. They're going to put you on fish stand. I mean, you're going to go and you're going to catch fish, just a matter of how many and how big, but they will put you on fish. Kind of cool at the end of the day, for people especially that are not anglers, they clean your fish for you too. And of course, the first question to ask is, hey, you guys, should we clean these fish up so you can get them cooked up at the resort tonight, or should we clean them up so you can take them home when you travel home? Both are good options, of course, but I guess my point is that it makes life easy, and it makes it so that even people that don't fish very much can go out and truly enjoy, fishing on Lake of the Woods.
Yeah, it's a great vacation destination, great fishing destination. I've been there many times, and I'm looking forward to going up again. Well, Joe, we will talk to you one more time this summer and see how things are shaping up for the last rush. I hesitate to say it now, but, you know, before back to school in August. Thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll catch up again.
Thanks much, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Joe Henry is the executive director of Lake of the Woods Tourism. You can learn about everything we talked about at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, and by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. We're also brought to you by Huntstock, an exciting new hunting festival coming to the Dodge County Fairgrounds July 17th through the 19th. Huntstock feels less like a trade show, more like a deer camp. And by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at retailers and at huntworthgear.com. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Wapaka, profhearingcare.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin.
And if you want to hear this program again, or maybe you just came in halfway through and you want to go back and listen to something, you can find it at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page there, or you can go to outdoornews.com/podcasts and find it there. Dan's on social media as Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
There's a deadline to apply for a bobcat or fisher permit, and that's August 1st. You got a little less than a month, and details are available on the DNR website, keywords bobcat or fisher permit. You can also go to your Go Wild account. One last time now, our giveaway this week, a chance to win a 3-day pass to Huntstock coming next weekend to Dodge County Fairgrounds. They're giving away more than $50,000 in door prizes. The food vendors are what I'm looking forward to. Alligator, gumbo, pulled wild boar, bison burgers, and more. I'll be there all weekend with Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss. And we've got seminars all 3 days, and lots going on there. The three-day pass we're giving away is an $80 value, and it includes three door prize tickets for chances to win some of those great door prizes. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Lost in the Woods Improv's next gig is next Friday the 17th. If you're not in Beaver Dam, go to Bayfield and see them at Honest Dog Books. Bar opens at 4 and the show starts at 7. A bar in a bookstore. Only in Bayfield, I think. Details on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.